strengths.
And if you take this and have a little bit talk with Jan and ask him the questions, that.
So Jan, we were absolutely fascinated by your application. So tell us about SpeechTrans. How did it get started? What is your product?
Sure. Well, in light of the recent devastating earthquake in Japan, we feel like this is a perfect time for a humanitarian effort on our end. And what our program allows you to do is enables people to speak in English, Japanese, French, Italian, German, and it will instantly translate and speak aloud the translation with a 99% accuracy rate in the speech recognition. This works on an iPhone, iPod Touch, iPad. We've also had it demoed in the Pentagon. We're also looking to expand the offering to different mobile devices, but currently we're the number one speech-to-speech translator in the App Store.
Does it require that you be online, a Wi-Fi or a 3G connection for this to work, or is it something that's actually downloaded as a full app?
It's kind of like a phone call in the sense that it does need a connection of some sort, either 3G, Edge, or Wi-Fi, because the way that the architecture is laid out is that you need to communicate with our servers for the speech recognition to work.
Right. Oh, it would make sense that to have that kind of power, certainly.
Right. We have an over 300,000 word dictionary for each language that we support.
Hmm. So you mentioned about how accurate it was. It's accurate to what percent?
So we partner up with Nuance Communications. They're the makers of Dragon Dictation, Dragon Naturally Speaking. They've been collecting voice samples for 20 years, and the way that speech recognition works is it goes by sampling. So they have pretty much the most detailed automatic speech recognition engines available. And what we do is when you press record, it creates a secure stream directly to the Nuance backbone, which then transcribes the message and sends it back to us for translation and text-to-speech. So you can begin talking and you could say something, you know, as far out as Lady Gaga, and it will still recognize slang words and it will send them back and have them translated. There's no limit to any types of words. There's really... It's free-form speech recognition.
So Nuance provides the translation and forwards it to you as text, and then you, with your servers, actually change it to text-to-speech?
Nuance provides the transcription. So in whatever language it was spoken, they'll provide the same text of that language. Then we translate it, and we do the text-to-speech, and we also allow people to communicate from two different iPhones between Facebook chat integrations. So you could be halfway across the world. I could be talking to you in English. You could be talking back to me in Japanese, and it'll have a full two-way conversation with translation. Everything you say will come to me in English, and everything I say will go to you in Japanese.
How does this compare to something like Google Translate?
So the Facebook chat feature is the main differentiator, primarily because with Google Translator, you have to be in the same room as the person you're trying to communicate with. But with SpeechTrans, you can be talking halfway around the world. You don't use any long distance. You don't have to be restricted to being in the same room to be able to communicate with someone who doesn't speak your language. Also, the fact that we use Nuance with the 99% speech recognition accuracy enables people to communicate at a much higher accuracy rate, where Google Translate is only 60 to 70%. Nuance is at 99%. Another neat feature from our application is that let's say you get an email on your iPhone in a different language, you can just copy and paste that email into SpeechTrans, and it will not only translate the email, but it'll also read aloud the translation, so you don't have to read it while you're driving.
When I was talking about this with my wife, and I mentioned it, we had some friends Friday night, and she went, and what happens when they want to talk back to you? So I guess you just let the person you're talking back to talk to the phone. But then if you're in Japan and you're talking in English, to talk to them in Japanese, right?
Yeah, you talk back in Japanese.
Phone will talk in Japanese, right?
Yeah, so if you're talking in English and she's in Japan,
right,
the phone will speak in Japanese.
Right, but what happens when you tell the person whatever you're telling them and they understand it? Now they want to answer you and they cannot talk in English. Is this a half duplex kind of conversation?
No, it's 100% bidirectional.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying.
On the other side can just press talk, begin speaking in Japanese.
Okay, that was my question.
I'll get the response back
in English.
In English.
Okay, so you talk to it when it's the Japanese app. You can talk to it either in English or Japanese, and it will translate it to the other.
Exactly.
Okay. Makes sense. Yeah, because, I was asked, I said, so what, you can just talk to the person? They cannot talk back to you?
No, that's a lot of our competitors only allow one-way communication, which to me isn't a solution, because what's the difference?
Yeah,
if they can't talk back,
right,
then you're right back to where you were. We allow full bidirectional communication. We don't have any limit to the number of words you can say. You can speak for up to 55 seconds each time you press record, and it will translate and speak aloud the translation.
Wow.
It'll also allow you to email the translation with the original and translated text and audio. You can post to Twitter, post to Facebook. And like I said earlier, because of our ability to translate Japanese, we're actually giving away the Japanese version for free to anyone that is a part of the humanitarian effort in Japan. So they could call us or contact us at our website, www.speechtrans.com, and we'll send them a free promo code for the English to Japanese version.
Right, and not only that, but you are giving away 5 apps for some of our listeners who will give them away, and that's any language that they choose, right?
Yeah, so okay. SpeechTrans Ultimate, we currently have 20 apps in the App Store. SpeechTrans Ultimate combines all of those 20 applications into one powerhouse app.
Mm-hmm.
It allows you to translate between English, German, French, Italian, Spanish, Russian, Portuguese, Japanese, Chinese, and Korean in any direction. You can choose any combination.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I'm just reading here that you did send the codes for the Ultimate.
Okay. I didn't even read that.
Yeah, I didn't read that.
Is it possible, say you're in a situation where you're talking to somebody face-to-face, it's not actually a phone conversation, can you still have, like, speak into the iPod Touch or iPad and then have it play back the audio to the person, have them speak, and then have it play back in English to you?
Exactly. I mean, and that's the core competency of the software. If you're in the same room with someone, all you have to do is speak into your device, and then you don't even have to hand them the phone. You can have them speak in their original language in the same room, and the microphone will pick it up. So, I mean, I'm not German, but I learned this from using my application, because it's also an extremely good learning tool, because
yeah,
you can practice your accent, and if it recognizes it correctly, like I'm going to try now. Guten Tag, Damen und Herren.
Goody.
So it'll say, good day, ladies and gentlemen. And that's basically what it said on my phone. And it's done in the same room. You don't have to have two iPhones to use the software. That's just an added feature that we give to our existing users for free.
Okay,
Able to continue.
The translation actually happens on your server.
The translation happens on our server,
yeah,
correct.
Okay. So it depends on your bandwidth and latency, what kind of a delay there will be there.
It's extremely fast. The actual translation part is as fast as sending a text message. It's very low data, very low latency, something like 3 milliseconds. However, the largest latency is the speech recognition. So basically I press record. I can be talking for up to 55 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
The second I hit record, it begins sending my voice data over to the Nuance servers. That's when the latency starts to happen. As soon as I press stop, it already transcribed most of the data and is sending it back to me for translation.
Yeah,
so that entire sentence, I just was recording in my translator. Right now, it's converting it into French. It already received the translation back in English.
Nice.
And that's the real-time translation. And then if you want to check to make sure that it's correct, you can hear it back in English as well.
But if you were on a...
I press record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it also depends on your own bandwidth. I mean, or what you are. I mean, if you're on a 2G, and the service is crappy, it's going to take time.
Yeah, like if you're on a subway where you get very little to no service, then it's going to take much longer. If you have like one or two bars of 3G service, it's going to be almost instant.
Yeah.
A caller wants to know, does this service work just on iPhone?
Currently, it's supported for an iPhone. Very shortly, we're going to be releasing an Android version as well. Roadmap is also to go to Nokia, Blackberries, and Windows Mobile, basically be on every smartphone device by the end of Q3.
What about a PC interface?
Mike, you are very
You turned him down because Jan's audio was high.
He's not here. Both of them are here.
Right.
But I need to turn you up somehow, Mike.
I think
go ahead and ask again,
automatic
Mike.
Gain control on the conference has gotten you down.
Let me do it from here.
So, Jan, the question was, will you have a PC app?
We're looking into the Apple marketplace right now. Eventually, we're going to have a PC app as well. Right now, with the way technology is moving towards tablets, we're creating a dedicated iPad application, which is very similar to Skype in its layout. And we're currently deploying some of the technology over to our soldiers in Germany, and they're using it at the AMEDD, the American Medical Command over there.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're able to communicate with the locals when soldiers are wounded or just there for some R&R for a short period of time, they're able to communicate and it enhances their quality of life. So that's just one of the many things that this program has the capability of doing.
So the currently supported platforms would be iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. Of course,
yeah.
iPad and iPod Touch have to have microphones.
Obviously. Yeah, yep. Yeah. All the iPad have microphones. All the iPads have mics. The iPod Touch 3rd generation would require a headset, and 4th generation.
That's built in, yeah.
Yes.
Right. Great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool.
All right. Mike, do you have any other questions?
No, it sounds great. I The translation business is a very hot industry right now. I was thinking back and had mentioned, I can't remember the name of it. You might remember the name of it, but there's an application that you actually scan a document, say in Japanese, using the camera on the iPhone, and when you look on the screen, it's translated into English.
Actually, character recognition.
Yeah.
I mean, very, very advanced, though.
Extremely. And it's I think it's available now, but it's just fascinating. So it helps break down the language barriers.
Yeah, so does your app come in a sort of like a pin that you can pin to your chest and just click on it and it starts translating?
I mean, everyone carries their mobile phone around with them.
No, but not on Star Trek. They don't need that anymore.
That's true. It does. I believe it does work over Bluetooth as well, which is interesting. Like I've tested it on Bluetooth speakerphones, and you know, if you have a Bluetooth headset, it'll work on your one end. It'd be interesting to see what would happen if the next iPhone can be paired with two Bluetooth headsets, so you can just have a natural conversation.
Yeah.
We were kidding before about if you're old enough to remember the original Star Trek series where they had the Universal Translator.
Right.
Which was, it looked like a microphone actually at the time. It was just like a wand that they would carry around with them to translate. And then, of course, in subsequent shows, it became an earbud, and then finally they didn't even talk about it anymore. It was just assumed that everybody spoke English.
How did you happen to get into this business?
So my business partner was, who's from Switzerland. He was traveling there with his daughter for the first time, and he thought it would be really great if she'd be able to speak German or the German Swiss dialect. And he looked online, and there was no real mobile solutions. So he created a prototype on his PC. Just using speech recognition software, copying and pasting the text into a translator, and then text-to-speech allowed for the voice output. And when I saw this, I instantly said that could be a great iPhone app. So I put it all together, and we turned it into the company SpeechTrans, which we launched the first application last October. And it's been great ever since. We've been rapidly growing the business and scaling with more languages as soon as they come out. We've gotten some great press. We've been in Wired. And it's really a way for us to help give back, and to be able to eliminate language barriers is something that we feel can change how the world works.
Mm-hmm. You know,
especially now with what's going on in Japan, and any time that there's, you know, anything internationally, if people need to be able to communicate, they can just do it right there on their iPhone, not have to worry about language barriers when they travel. I mean, I know when I go to Europe next month, I'm not going to, you know, be able to do anything if I didn't have it, because, you know, I'm going to be in Spain and I don't speak a single word of Spanish. With this program, I could feel confident that I can go anywhere in the country and be able to, you know, speak to the cab driver, speak to the locals, speak to the store manager, whatever I need to do, and be able to communicate my thoughts across, which to me I think is priceless.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And could you give us your website again?
Yeah, it's www.speechtrans.com, speechtrans.com. You could also search for SpeechTrans in the App Store. Just type in SpeechTrans. Like I said, we have 20 apps currently, all different language combinations. We have SpeechTrans Lite, which anyone can get for free, and that's English to Spanish, English to German, or English to French. Those are three separate applications. The way that we work, since we're partnered with Nuance, is everything is based on a transcription, because that's how they charge. They charge per transcription. So the light versions allow you to do unlimited text-to-speech translations copy and pasting from other apps, but the speech recognition part of it comes with 10 speech recognition samples. So you can try it out, and then you can purchase more transcriptions from within the application. But the version we're giving away for free over the air today, the Speech Trans Ultimate, that comes with 400 transcriptions, and that is $19.99 currently in the App Store because it combines all the 20 apps into one.
But again, that's only for the iPhone, correct?
Yeah, iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch.
It's only for the Apple stuff.
Currently for the Apple stuff. That's right. However, to use the application on the chat feature, both people don't have to have iPhones. You can be on an iPhone, and the other person in Japan can be typing to you on their computer in Japanese, and it'll translate and speak aloud the translation on your iPhone, but it'll just show the Japanese text on their computer.
Hmm.
And that's through Facebook chat. As long as they have Facebook, they can communicate with you anywhere in the world, even if they don't have an iPhone.
Okay.
The benefit of both devices having an iPhone is that it actually speaks aloud the translation as well, so it's similar to a phone call.
Okay, but at this point, I mean, I just want to know, because it's going to be worthless to somebody that has an Android phone, right, at this point?
Yeah, at this time, it's just on the iPhone platform, the iOS platform.
Okay. Just so we know.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. That, very soon it'll be on Android.
That probably limits our giveaways to one.
Oh, yeah.
just
weren't supposed to say that on the air.
Just kidding. All right, Jan, anything else you wanted to add?
No, again, we're going to be giving away, anyone that's going to be listening to this later on from the podcast, we're going to be giving away the Speech Trans English to Japanese version, which is usually $9.99 for free if you just contact us at info@speechtrans.com. Anyone that's in the humanitarian effort, we feel like this could be a huge help. Any soldiers going over there to assist with the devastating earthquake that hit Japan. And for everyone else, you can just find this on the App Store for searching Speech Trans, or just go to www.speechtrans.com.
Okay. All right. If anybody has any questions, this is the time to call in and ask. But I'm going to take another advantage of you, Jan. And now, what did you say we need to do in order to get your video and Mike's video up?
It looks like you're currently on hold on your video. If you look, I don't know which version of Skype you have.
Five point what? Let me bring it up.
Our version, our client says that you're using an old version of Skype.
I'm using 5.1.0.112.
Yeah, you may want to just download the latest version of Skype. Or just click, I think, help and check for updates in order to be able to do the multi-point calls with video.
That's strange because that's the latest.
Which one? The one that I'm on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I figured that because it did its own update a couple of days ago. And I said, oh, boy, I think Mike told me not to update, but I let it go. so now on your screen that I have here, and Mike's screen, I have a green button that says add to conference.
You're already in a conference, so. You're already in an audio conference.
So, yeah, go ahead and click that green button and see what happens.
Okay, if I click add to, it brought up a mic.
It's got a video camera there. So add Jan. And see what happens.
When I clicked on add on Mike,
they're both in you see up in the top of the window.
But we don't see neither.
Click on the video icon.
I can't. It's not a clickable thing. I already tried. Close this and close this and click again. Add.
Click on dynamic view. Okay.
And then see, the video here is not available.
Yep.
On this screen. I don't see anything. And then I click on Jan, nothing. Well, we'll play with it sometime
maybe
later.
Because you're already in an audio conference, you can't start a video conference.
I don't know.
So
That's the first time that we try to do something like this, so we'll iron it out. Okay, Jan, where are you?
Right now I'm in central Jersey, and our offices so are in northern Jersey.
Okay, so we're on the same time zone. I was worried that you were somewhere in California and had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
No.
Which happens all the time. All right.
All right, well, thanks
okay,
for
well,
having
thanks,
me on.
And, let's, and so I'll hold... Oh, let's see if there are any questions here in the Skype. So guys, there's one, there's up there. Let's use that. Okay, never mind. I thought there was some questions on the chat, but there aren't any. I'm going to hold off on the giveaways. I mean, how long are these codes good for?
They're good for until they're all given away. There's no expiration on them.
We'll probably give away and make sure that people know that it's for the iPhone, and then when you have it for the Android, maybe we'll do another show and then give the rest of them then.
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Great product.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So now...
Let him hang up. You'll see him go. He'll just...